I just ran a checkup on myself. Some days I just have to check up on myself. I'm so icy, got that GG on my belt. Thank the Lord for my people and my health. Lost a lot, but I came out with no L's.
What's good, y'all? This is your girl, Ashley Renee. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast, I Just Want to Talk. This is my first episode, and I just want to say first that I'm so happy to be here. I'm glad to finally start talking to y'all. This has not been an easy process. It's taken me a while to get this up and running, so I'm glad that I'm finally here and I can talk to y'all. I want to say this first. I am a grown-ass woman, so this podcast has some graphic content, some explicit language. So if you are in the car listening to this with kids, this is definitely not the place for kids. I'm not your child's role model, so anything that I say on here is for an adult. So please don't have your kids around. I don't even want to jump into that conversation. I know that a lot of people like to make other people in charge of being their children's role model, and they shouldn't. So like I said, I only have one kid. I'm not in charge of nobody else. So let me just say that first. So let's just go ahead and jump straight into it. I want to get to today's topic. So the topic of the day is you're not my type. So how do you tell somebody that they're not your type? Like, I feel like there's no easy way to do that. Like, what if you was in a situation, let's say you had to play wingman or wingwoman or something like that, and let's just say the other person that they introduced you to, you just not feeling them at all. Like, you're not attracted to them. Just physically, you don't like how they look. You just, everything about them is just off. How do you tell that person that they're not your type without hurting their feelings? Is there like an easy way to tell somebody that not only are they not attractive, but they're not attractive to you? Like, is that, how do you say that without hurting somebody's feelings? I feel like you can't, but what I can tell you is there's definitely a way that you are not supposed to do it. So there's a show on Lifetime called Married at First Sight where they take singles and you get with an expert matchmaker and then they match you up with somebody and you guys have to literally get legally married. I know, it's like the craziest shit ever. So they take people that have never seen each other, they never met, they've never talked, and you have to go through with a real marriage ceremony, like your family and friends there, everything, like in the church and all that. So the first time that you get to see your partner is at the altar. So there was a dude on there named Chris who was just not pleased with the woman that they matched him with. So let me just let y'all hear what he had to say about the whole process.
On paper for sure, but she's not the type of woman, if I was in a bar or I was at church or something like that, that I'll say, oh man, let me go try to talk to
Why
her.
Why not? Straight up.
I think it would have to be the physical features, like the face.
Besides her physicality, give me something about her that really you just did not like.
It was her physicality.
It was just the physical.
Yeah, I wasn't attracted to the face. And I'm not being disrespectful here, but there's so many beautiful, you know what I'm saying, black queens, white queens, Hispanic queens here in the city of Atlanta, and I just feel like it shouldn't be hard to find somebody that's, because I'm not that picky.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it right there because he has started saying some more stuff after that and he got a little disrespectful. So I'm going to cut it right there just so it's not a trigger for nobody else. But I feel like now y'all might not agree, and I know some people are probably going to be mad about this, but you can't be mad at him for being honest. I feel like when it comes to looks and attraction, I feel like it is such a sensitive subject, especially for women. Now, she took it completely opposite of how he did. She cried about it and you didn't want to give it a chance and you didn't even try to see if the attraction could grow and you still had sex with me even though you said that you weren't attracted to me. And this is my thing. First of all, shame on her, because I wouldn't be letting no man not only sleep with me but do anything with me after telling me to my face that not only am I not pretty, but I'm not pretty enough for him, and I'm not the type of woman that he's used to dating. So that was a huge slap in the face. And y'all don't know this girl, so if you watching this on YouTube, you can see what she looks like. I got a picture of her down here so you can see kind of like, you know, physically what she looks like. But if you just listen in, I'll describe her. So her name is Paige. She's about my height, like 5'7", 5'8". Chocolate, normal hair, like shoulder length, real big booty. She's from Atlanta, real nice, pretty teeth. Now, to me, she looked fine. She was pretty. She had nice teeth. She had real pretty, even skin. Like, she had her hair done all cute. So, to me, she looked fine. But to him, it just wasn't what he wanted. Now, this is my thing. I feel like you are completely entitled to what you are attracted to. It's okay to say that you're not attracted to a girl because of whatever reason. You can say you're not attracted to her, or you are physically turned off by another person by whatever means that you feel is necessary. That's on you, because that's what you like. You're entitled to that. That's fine. But this is the issue that I have, that I feel like only mostly happens with men. Why still have sex with her? Why still sleep with her? Honestly, why? You said she wasn't attractive. This is not the type of woman you used to date, and so why even mess with her at all? That's my thing. Like, what's the point? Like, I don't know what it is with y'all men. Y'all act like such horn dogs. Like, well, and then listen, this is literally what he said. He said, the only reason that I have sex with her is because I wanted to see if the attraction can come after. You wanted to see if the attraction would come after sex. So you didn't already seen her. You already looked at her in the eye. And you want to see if the attraction can come after sex? How, sir? I just want to know how. How does that make sense? You didn't have sex with her twice. So the first time you just still wasn't sure. I don't know. Let me do it again to make sure I was right the first time. Like, come on now. That's weak to me, because you could have saved her a lot. And I think what y'all men don't realize, when you do stuff like that, you thinking at it from such a selfish standpoint, like, oh, I wasn't attracted, so I dipped out. You don't even know what you leaving on that girl. Because I can tell you how she's feeling right about now. You feeling like, damn, again, like, why does this keep happening to me? What is it about me that's not good enough? All he is doing literally is setting her up to where it's going to fuck up her next relationship. She'll keep feeling like that. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. Something I'm doing is not good enough, when that's not even the case. And I'm like, I feel like that was just so weak on his end, because I feel like if you was any type of a man, you could have just been like, listen, Paige, I know we in this process. You're just not the type of woman that I would talk to. I'm not attracted to you. I'm sorry. I can't move forward with this. You a nice girl. You a good girl. You smart. You funny. But you just not the type of woman that I would be used to dating. And that's fine. You can do that. Do you know how many men I've had to tell in my life, no, thank you, I'm not interested? But I'm a woman. I'm not rude. I'm not going to say, ugh, you ugly as hell, get out of my face. I'm not going to do that. I'm just simply going to say, oh, no, thank you. Or, oh, yeah, I have a man. Or, you know, whatever the case. But I just feel like with men, why does it always lead with sex first? Let me get that out the way, and then I'm going to leave. Let me make sure I do this first, and then I'll tell her I'm not interested. Like, why does it seem like men have such a hard time being straightforward from the beginning? From the very beginning. Not a couple days later, not a couple weeks, a couple months, like right from the beginning. Let a woman know what your intentions are. If you're not into her, if the bitch is ugly, just say, you don't even have to say that, because that's rude. No thanks, ma. I got a girl. I'm married. Oh, no, you cool, but I'm not interested right now. Like, damn, just keep it 100. Like, just be real. You done drug this girl through a 3-week process, has sex with her every single day, just to not only tell her, yeah, I'm just still not feeling it, the attraction didn't grow. And then you're going to continue to wipe your feet all over her by saying, oh yeah, and I still think I'm not over my ex. I want to get back with her. Like, huh? I just, how? Why? Why? I just want to know why. Why, sir? So that's how I got on this topic, and I wanted to talk about it right away, because I see this happen too many times. And I think that's why a lot of relationships just don't get past that new stage where you talking and then it can't go past that. because I feel like there's not enough honesty in the beginning. I feel like if he would have been as honest with her as he was with the marriage counselor, they could have moved past that and then maybe went in different directions a lot sooner. You didn't have this girl lay on her back about 17 different times just to now tell her 3 weeks later, oh yeah, I'm still not interested because you're not my type. Like, come on. That's just, I'm telling you, to me, that is just so weak. I was really disappointed in him with that. But hey, I'm a woman, so I feel like my opinion is coming from somewhere else. But I also feel like men are just different. Now, I can't speak for men. I don't know how y'all are wired. I don't know how y'all think. And I was just really interested. So I had posted this question and I just wanted to see like a genuine response. So I did get a response from a dude that wanted to talk about the subject with me. He wanted to stay anonymous, which lets me know you want to say something you ain't supposed to be saying. So I do have somebody that wants to jump on the line and he wants to jump into this topic and just, I need a man's point of view because I need to know, like, what's up with this? Is this something that y'all do? Or is this just Chris? Because if this is just him, I'm going to leave it there. But I have a hard time just leaving it there because I feel like, no, it's all y'all. This is all y'all doing this. It's not just him. This is all y'all doing this. Y'all lead first with that other brain. That's why y'all get in a world of trouble. And I feel like that's why y'all can't find the woman that you really want. Because you don't be honest in the beginning. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get him through on the line. And I think he's right on time because he is calling. So let's get him on the phone. Hey, what's up? Is this my caller?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
What's going on? Thanks for tuning in with us. So I see your response that you wanted to jump into the conversation. So today's topic is you're not my type. So I really wanted to get a man's perspective on this because I've been a little conflicted. So how would you handle this? So would you say that you would be able to marry a woman if you wasn't attracted to her? If she wasn't your type, would you be able to marry her still?
Hell no, not no marry. Not nothing like no marriage or nothing like that. Now, date, take to a movie, maybe smash a couple times, yeah. But not marriage. Marriage is forever. Ever, forever, ever.
So why not marry? Why is she good enough to smash and to date but not to marry? What's the difference?
Because marriage is making a promise before God. You can't make a promise before God if you ain't that honest. Depending on fucking attracted to somebody. That's why. That's just marriage is just too deep. Too deep. You can't make a promise like that to somebody you ain't attracted to. You gonna go way down the line, then later on down the line you're gonna end up with somebody you is attracted to. So why waste time?
So basically you're saying you can date and mess around with a girl if she wasn't your type, but when it comes to marriage, because it's so serious.
Of course.
Oh my goodness.
Of course. Messing around is just messing around. Dating is different than fucking marriage. Dating is like, oh yeah, we've been dating. We dated for a year.
But if it's gonna lead to if it's gonna lead to marriage, what's the difference?
Nah, see, dating don't always gotta lead to marriage. Dating could lead to a cool friendship eventually or something.
I don't understand.
So yeah.
Something is wrong with y'all men. Yeah, so basically,
ladies don't never understand.
Then why is that? Why do you think that is?
I don't wanna go into depth on all of that stuff, but as far as the type thing, yeah, I definitely wouldn't marry somebody that's not my type.
Okay, so then let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this then. So, okay, everything that you said is fine. So let's say I matched you up with somebody. So let me ask first, what is your type? What's your type of woman?
Let me see. Light skin, slim, thick, Toni Braxton.
Wow. Oh my God.
I like you know, a lighter skin woman or whatever like that. Brown. It could be brown. Brown is good. Nice body.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop you right there. Stop.
Just regular.
Stop. I'm gonna stop you right there. So if I matched you with a woman, and let's say she wasn't of those physical features, so she wasn't light skin, she wasn't thick like Toni Braxton. Let's say she was a little bit just outside of what you was used to.
Outside of my ordinary.
Yes, but let's say she had everything else going for her. So smart, owns her own business, really funny, family oriented, wife material. Is still a no?
Yeah, it is still be a no because it can only last so long. Even if you tried it, like, oh, you know what? Let me try to see if I can grow to like this person, and the physical features don't even mean nothing for real no more. You could try, but then it's gonna end up you're gonna wake up in the mirror and be looking like, you know what? Maybe I need somebody I really like looking at in the morning.
That's fair enough. Yeah. That's fair enough. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's always gonna come down. Physical picture is the first thing. That's the first thing when you see somebody. It's like, dang, okay, that person looked good.
I said
then
the same
you
thing.
You want to talk to them.
I said the same exact thing. If it's not physical, that's leading you to somebody. Like initially, what exactly is drawing you to that person? Because like, what are you looking at? Especially if they haven't talked yet. What are you feeling? I don't understand that. But I guess that's fine. Regardless of how I feel, your opinion is valid. So I just wanted to get a perspective from a man because this is a topic that I just feel like is so confusing. I feel like there's no easy way to do it. So I'll just ask you this last thing. So if you was put in that position as a man, how would you tell a woman that you wasn't interested in her or she wasn't your type? How do you do it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just honest. So I would just say it bluntly, just like, yeah, you ain't normally the type of girl I'm talking.
But you just said you would date her and have sex with her.
That's it.
Okay. All right, sir. You know what?
It's not a serious commitment. It's not a serious commitment when you're dating and just having sex.
Right. Definitely not serious.
You talk about marriage.
Right. Definitely not serious. Well, you know what? You're right. Like I said, even though I don't 100% agree, it's still your opinion and it's valid. So, well, thank you so much for calling, Anonymous. Can you at least tell everybody where you're from?
I'm from Kansas City. I can't wait till you get some girl callers in because I can't wait to hear all the hate and shame that y'all got.
I think it's going to be a lot of women that is definitely going to disagree with your comment, but that is fine. That's fair. Just keep tuning in like you have. I'll be here every Monday, every Friday. So if you want to tune in, you want to join the chat like you did today, it's always wide open.
All right, but I'll be up on your shit. I'll be keeping up.
All right. Thanks for calling, Casey.
Yep.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all. Besides that, because I said I had to get a man's perspective, and even though it wasn't what I wanted to hear, I guess I do respect the honesty. I mean, that's how he feels. I can't take that away from him, but I had a feeling that's how y'all men was thinking. I knew y'all was thinking like that. I just knew it. You can't. But honestly, people, listen, I think the moral of the story is if you're not attracted to somebody, if they're not your type, just leave them alone. I don't think there's any point in stringing somebody along and just seeing if the sex will make you attracted to them or seeing if time will make y'all attracted to somebody. I mean, listen, we all a little too grown for that. I feel like if you're not attracted to somebody right off the bat, just let it go. Don't waste his or her time. Why even drag that person through all the motions and make them feel like y'all really got something going or y'all really have the potential to have something or do something if that's not even an option? Like, have a little more, regardless of how you feel and your personal preference, have a little more respect and courtesy for the other person. Try to think of their feelings first. Before you think about penetration and everything else, maybe think about that. How is this going to make her feel if I have sex with her tonight and tell her tomorrow she's still not my type? Might mess her up a little bit. Might make her feel bad about herself or other people. Just try to be a little more considerate, people. And if you're not attracted, just don't go no further, okay? It's not worth it. Not worth the issues. It's not worth the arguing. And then it's not worth the embarrassment that you'll probably give the other person. So, like I said, in all fairness, if you're not attracted, just let it go. Leave it alone. All right? All right, y'all. Well, that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 1. I am so, so happy for y'all tuning in with me. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to my channel. Turn on the alerts so you don't miss nothing. I'll be here every Monday, every Friday. If you don't want to see me, and let's just say you just want to listen, perfectly fine. My podcast is on every platform. If you want to listen on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Music, I will post every single direct link to those platforms on my Instagram and on my Snapchat. I'll put a direct link so that way you can just swipe up and listen to it if you don't want to watch it on YouTube. But I have it all around the board, so however you want to watch, I will have it available for you to see. Well, thank y'all so much, and I'll holla.
I could get it by myself. Fuck these niggas, I could get it by myself.